Up next on Inside the Cleveland Browns, Dante Whitner sits down for an exclusive one-on-one interview about the 2015 season.
Danny Shelton and Cam Irving go head-to-head in Madden, and the outcome may surprise you.
The defensive unit finds time to bond over bowling, and the city of Cleveland partners with the Browns to make some young athletes very happy.
All that and more coming up next.
Good morning, Doug Pound, and welcome to Inside the Cleveland Browns. We're coming to you from the draft room right here at First Energy Stadium, and we are so pumped to get the season started.
Sarah, it feels like Christmas morning, and we get to open up some presents this afternoon with the big Browns game. But let's get right into it. I know your daughter. She is a diehard Browns fan, but what she loves more than anybody else is you, and she's looking up to following in your footsteps.
That's right. She's only four, but loves her Browns, and she was invited to be a junior reporter during training camp and had the opportunity to get the scoop on undrafted rookie Dylan Wynn.
Hi, my name is Reagan. What's your name?
My name is Dylan Wynn, and thank you for having me on the show.
What's your favorite meal after a game?
I'd say my favorite meal, I like cheeseburgers. I'm a big cheeseburger guy, so probably that.
What's the best advice you ever got?
The best advice I ever got was to enjoy what you do and just have fun doing it.
What is your dream vacation?
It would probably be going out in the woods somewhere and just camping and disappearing for a week or two. You don't like camping very much?
Mm-mm. If you could play any other sport, what would it be?
I would probably say hockey. I'm a big hockey fan, so that's where I would go with.
If you could be any animal, what would it be?
I would have to choose a rhino. I think they're fun, and they run through stuff.
If you were a famous chef, what food would you serve?
Probably mac and cheese and cheeseburgers and stuff like that. I'm a big fan of those.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm probably a little biased, but I think she has a future ahead of her.
Well, I'm not biased, and she was terrific. Well, a lot of the young players on this team, just like Dylan, look up to some of the veterans like Pro Bowler Dante Whitner. Well, Dante's starting his 10th season in the NFL. It is incredible. We had a chance to sit down with Dante and hear what he had to say about this upcoming season.
Dante, your second offseason as a member of the Cleveland Browns in the books. What was this one like compared to your first offseason here?
It was a little more laid back than the first one. The first one, players didn't know the coaches. The coaches didn't know the players. We didn't know the scheme. We didn't know what to expect. You know, this time around was a lot smoother. We were able to get out there and accomplish some good things in training camp, and hopefully they translate over to the regular season.
It's been a long time since the Browns went out and got a win in the first week of the season. What would it mean to go into New York and start this season on a positive note?
It would mean a lot to us, but still, it's just one game out of 16. And we understand to get to the playoffs, you have to win your division. That's the easiest way to get in.
Sure.
You know, but you probably need around 10 or 11 wins to get in also. So we understand it's just one game, but, you know, we have this one circled on our calendar. It's the first one. We want to come out and prove that we have gotten better from last year, that we're determined to make the Cleveland Browns a winning organization and get to the playoffs, and no better way to do it than go to New York and get a win against the Jets.
A lot of talk's been made about how good this secondary is. It's the only secondary where every starter has appeared in a Pro Bowl at least once in their career, and three of you guys went last year, yourself, Deshaun Gibson, Joe Hayden. The Jets have a pretty good secondary. They got Revis, Cromartie, Buster Screen, who was here last year. Do you get kind of fired up when you go, because there's been a lot of talk, who's the best secondary in the NFL, and you're going to play the Seahawks later this year, the Jets now, to go out there and make that kind of a statement as a group? Is that something you talk about in the room?
Yeah, we want to make that statement, but we don't really talk about it. We understand it is going to come down to not only individuals handling their one-on-one battles out there, but it's going to come down to communication, the team that gels together, the secondary that gels together, and see things on the run. You know, we're not really competing with the New York Jets secondary. We're competing with their wide receivers.
That's right.
But we do want to go out there and we want to play better than their secondary, and our defense wants to play better than their defense. And if we do that and we control the turnover margin, then we'll have opportunity to win this football game on the road.
What's the number one difference you see in this football team headed into week one this year as compared to the team that went into week one last year against the Steelers?
Confident. A lot of guys have grown up over this past year. And, you know, we have a lot of veteran leadership now, guys that really want to do the right thing. They really want to make a name for themselves. And but we have a bunch of guys like that on this team. And they always ask me questions about San Francisco and, you know, having so many Pro Bowlers there and, you know, winning and, you know, playing dominant defense. And it all comes down to, you know, playing with the 11 other guys out there on the football field, understanding the intricate details of what we're doing and why we're doing it, and why Jimmy is calling the type of defense that he's calling, and why he's calling certain things on certain positions of the field that'll all click us in and make us a dominant defense and get us to where we want to go. So, you know, we're ready.
Take it from the practice to the field. Try to make them playoffs.
Every time I hear him talk, I get more and more excited for the season. Well, stay right here because when we return, we have more of our exclusive interview with Dante.
When Inside the Cleveland Browns continues, we go bowling with the Browns defensive squad. And first-round draft picks Danny Shelton and Cam Irving catch up and compete over a game of Madden.
His speed would probably be like a 35.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Now, before we get back to Dante, Dustin, you have a very exciting event to tell us about.
Yes, I absolutely do. Dog Pound, if you ever wanted to hang out with 30 of the coolest Browns alumni ever, I'm talking about guys like Frank Minifield, Hanford Dixon, Kevin Mack, and of course, the great Jim Brown. Maybe you wanted to eat and drink and play a little blackjack on the side as well. Well, you need to go buy your ticket right now for the Dog Pound Double Down Casino Night. The event is Saturday, September 26th. It's going to be right here at First Energy Stadium. Tickets are only $150, but they are limited. And the best part about it, it all goes to charity. So be sure to check out the event. Go to clevelandbrowns.com for more information and to get your tickets.
Now that sounds like an amazing night. No doubt, I will see you there.
I'll see you there as well. Now I know one guy who looks up to a lot of those alumni is Cleveland native Dante Whitner. Here's some of his teammates talking about the force that he is on the field and in the locker room.
Dante, man, brings so much energy. So much energy to the field, experience to the field. Just makes you want to play that much harder.
He's a guy, you know, he's gonna bust people. He's gonna talk trash, he's gonna get under people's skin. But it's all in good fun, it's all to make people better.
When you mention the name Whitner around the league, you know, that's what they think about, aggression. Now, this guy here, man, he's gonna hit somebody when you get out there.
And that's big, just having him out there being that voice and understanding the defense. And that can hold people accountable because at the end of the day, he's out there doing exactly what he needs to do.
You don't get to this point in the league, you know, if you can't do those things. And he can do all of those things. So he's going to be a big part of what we do this year.
As a former NFL defensive back and a former teammate of Dante Whitner, I can say with extreme confidence that this guy is going to take his game to the next level this season. And we are all excited to see it happen. Let's hear some more from Dante Whitner.
So you've had the core of the defense is back. You've added a couple of veterans, Randy Starks, Tremont Williams, expected to play big roles. How have they come in and assimilated as you talk about guys who understand, they've both been to the Pro Bowl in the past, who understand what it takes to get the job done?
Well, those are just two guys that have been working in here every day grinding since we've started, you know, from off-season workouts, OTAs, just giving that veteran leadership to the young guys that need it. Randy's always talking to those guys on the defensive line, from Shelton to Xavier, to anybody across that front line. You know, that's the type of guy he is. Played good run defense in Miami. Learned a lot from that organization. Learned how to win some football games, and we're just glad to have him. From Tremont, played in a lot of big football games. We even when I was in San Francisco, we played against those guys a lot. Very opportunistic, you know. Understands the game of football, understands route combinations, understands stem routes from wide receivers, and he has a knack for making a big play on the football. You know, even one year he had, what, 8-9 interceptions in the National Football League. And, you know, I think that's a goal of his this year. You know, so to add him to our secondary is a big plus. And to add them, too, to our defense is a huge addition for us. And hopefully this gets us over the hump.
There's a young guy in the back end of this defense that I thought had a fantastic preseason and reminds some people of a young version of you, very smart, very physical, Ibrahim Campbell. How has your relationship been with him, and have you kind of taken him under your wing?
Yeah, my relationship with him is a pupil and a student type of relationship. But he's right there with some of the guys I play with. Every safety I've always played with or had the opportunity to sit down and talk to and, you know, just practice with them and be able to coach them up a little bit has made the Pro Bowl from every team that I've been to, from Jarius Bird, Deshaun Goldson, Eric Reed, from Ball Hawk we have here, 39, Gimp. You know, so he could be in the line of another one of those guys that can make the Pro Bowl, play consistently, learn how to take care of his body, learn how to break down film. You know, so he did have a pretty good offseason, some things that he can clean up. Never going to praise him too much, even when he does well. I'll let everybody else praise him and the fans and, you know, everybody else. But, you know, going to be there when he does something wrong to make sure he gets it correct and understand that, you know, it's National Football League and we need consistency. So he had a pretty good offseason. Now it's time to build on that on Sundays. You know, he's going to be a good one.
What's the one thing that you guys have to do to get the win against the Jets on Sunday?
We have to stop the run. You know, we have to be tremendously physical. We have some hard running backs over there who are like clones of each other. It's three of them. And we have to make sure that we get those turnovers. If we can do that, we'll come back home with a win.
We all we got out here, baby. Hey, let's bring it up.
Now, if watching Dante on TV isn't enough for you, season tickets and single game tickets are still available. You could even be right here in this beautiful, exclusive club, the Draft Room. We'll be right back.
Up next on Inside the Cleveland Browns, we interview Cleveland Mayor Frank Jackson and Bernie Kosar about the new field built through a Browns Foundation grant.
It keeps people focused on school, focused on teamwork.
And we get you pumped up for the first Browns game of the season.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Players spend so much time on the field and in meeting rooms. We love seeing them get out and have some solid bonding time. We caught up with the defense on a recent event supporting the Boys and Girls Club in the United Way.
Strike for Kids, we're a nonprofit organization that partners more than 100 NFL players with benefiting youth organizations across the United States. So it just gives fans and families, you know, an opportunity to meet the players that they look up to.
The day as a whole, just been great. Just coming out, having fun for a great cause with the Boys and Girls Club and United Way, and meeting fans from the Cleveland area.
The event is going really well. We're just here to give back to the community and have fun with the kids. Balled a couple strikes. I believe one of the kids tried to challenge me and actually bowled a better bowl than me, so I got to step my game up. But it's a good atmosphere. Everyone is having fun, so I'm just happy to be here.
I mean, we have so much talent here, especially the little kids that are here playing. I'm not that much of a bowler, and so, you know, just to see all these kids having fun, it makes me, you know, just so happy.
You know, it's just nice to get out and help out the community and help those around us and really just come out and help support the kids.
That means everything to have my teammates here, my wife and daughter here. I mean, it's just, the Browns is something like a family, and I mean, it really shows it when you come out and have an event like this and your teammates show up.
It's just the fellowship, I mean, to be together and enjoy, you know, the day is something that really helps us out. I mean, you get to know each other off the field, and so it's just a great feeling to be here and doing strikes for kids.
It's always great to see teammates interacting and hanging out with each other outside of the football building. I think it's important for the guys, especially for the chemistry of the team.
Absolutely. And earlier this week, Joe Hayden was able to spend some quality time bonding with the kids from Cleveland Central neighborhood when the city and the Browns teamed up to build a brand new football field.
Welcome to Dwayne Bowder Field at Lonnie Burton. Those who know the history of this field, it used to be the old East Tech High School. It was torn down, and then it was rocks, weeds, glass, and our Muni teams were playing, and East Tech was practicing on a field like that. As the director said, this field is named after Dwayne Bowder. And anybody who's been in this community for any period of time recognizes the contribution he has made to young people in his community.
We're here to showcase the improvements to the field. We're recognizing everybody who made this field possible. And also we're celebrating the collaboration of the many partners who are here today.
The cost of this project was $930,000. That was the cost of this project. We received from our partners, the Cleveland Browns, a $200,000 grant that allowed us to start this field. So we talk a lot when we're with the Browns, what's the most important thing we can do? And almost every day except today, we talk about winning. We talk about engaging with our fans. But when you're out here on this field tonight, we realize it's actually not the most important thing we can do. This is the most important thing we can do.
Giving back to our community, this is where football starts, right? In our communities, in the cities, this gives people a chance to become future Browns. Like I said, for us, partnering up with the city on this is a no-brainer.
We're truly honored to be a part of a project like this. We've got great people here. We've got Bernie Kosar here, who needs no introduction. Bernie, thanks for being here.
To have a facility like this, to have a practice place like this, for kids to have a place to go where it's a nice environment, it's a team environment, it keeps people focused on school, focused on teamwork.
You know, that's all we did was run around and play. And if you have a nice and legitimate, this looks like a college NFL field type field, that you had the opportunity to come and play flag football, play throwback tackle on it whenever you feel like it. You know, that'd be something really special for me and all my friends.
Thanks for letting us be a part of this. Thanks for letting us be involved in this. Director Koch, you've done an amazing job. Thank you.
How excited do those kids look?
Incredible.
I love it. Well, don't forget that the Cleveland Browns Foundation Radiothon is going on now, and there are some incredible prizes to bid on. I mean, if you like going to a Cavs game with Joe Hayden.
Yeah, I'm in for that.
Me too. Or how about a personal chalk talk with Mike Pettine?
All pretty sweet stuff. I think I'll be getting my bidding on. But in the meantime, don't go anywhere. Stay right here inside the Cleveland Browns. We'll be right back.
This week's three signs for success presented by Crystal Clear Imaging. Number one, Alex Mack returns to one of the best offensive lines in the NFL. Number two, the Browns secondary should capitalize on an unstable Jets quarterback situation. Number three, the new additions on defense help to stop the run, Randy Starks and Danny Shelton.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. This year's first-round draft picks, Danny Shelton and Cameron Irving, have a special bond because of their shared draft experience. But being on different sides of the ball, they have to find time to catch up.
Well, what better way to hang out with one of your teammates, one of your buddies, than playing a little game of Madden? The problem is, things can get a little interesting. Take a look.
I'm Danny Shelton. I'm here with Mr. Cam Irving. About to play the Madden 16 for the first time.
He about to get smacked up real quick. See, I see Danny over here. Danny's over here picking all browns, so I'm thinking either all orange or yeah. White makes me look fat.
Yeah. All right. So
hold up.
So Cam, he's original. He's been playing this game since he was 12 years old. The only thing I did on Madden was create my own player. I think I had to set my guy in because Phil's taking up that middle.
Yeah, I know. I ain't in the game yet. I don't deserve to be subbed in. My overall is not good enough.
Oh, man. There we go. Oh, man. It's cool to play with your teammates, though. It's pretty cool because you see them do work and practice and in the games. And
I mean, nothing's closer than being in the actual game, but I like playing video games sometimes. I haven't played them as much as I used to when I was younger, but
I mean, if they had like the point of view, like the Call of Duty point of view.
Yeah, like you were playing an actual person, that would be crazy. Just being in the NFL. I mean,
yeah.
It's another football game. And that's something that, you know, you gotta realize. I mean, it's the same thing we've been doing since we was kids.
I think the competition really shocked me. Like going out there and after the first play is over and I mean, you're keeping up with that guy across from you. Like, it's you never thought it'd be, like, I'm not going to say easy, but you're expecting to get blown off the ball or something, you know, because you're a rookie, but it just feels normal.
Touchdown, Browns.
Oh, my gosh, man.
Touchdown, Orange Browns.
This game sucks.
Not the Brown Browns. Hey, I think it's the uniform.
Yep, I read that screen. Oh my gosh, they gave me like 59 speed. I couldn't even catch that.
Ah!
I read it so smart too.
His agility. His speed would probably be like a 35, but his agility would be like an 80.
My agility would be up in the 80s.
He got good feet. You know what his nickname is, right? They call him the Dancing Bear. It's definitely gonna be a lot different from the preseason because you're not gonna be playing the whole game.
Gosh, Gip, really? So, everybody want to play defense when Cam's playing defense, but not me. That's so crazy.
Hey.
Go ahead.
I just think that y'all should know that it's 2 minute quarters. And I just beat Danny 24 hey, to nothing.
If I was actually trying, I'm not trying right now because I'm in front of a camera.
Yes, we played a very fair game.
No, it wasn't fair at all. He knew about this setup.
No,
everybody
I didn't.
Here knew about the setup. They set
no,
me
I
up,
didn't.
Wanted me to lose, and so.
No, they didn't.
So, it's all right.
You're actually the number one guy. You know, they wanted you to win.
Yeah, right, man. I don't play video games.
Hey, that's cool, man. Good
I tried.
One.
I tried, man.
Good job, Cam. Good job, Danny.
Oh, no. I'm predicting a rematch in the future. I don't think Danny liked how Cameron beat him like that.
Yeah, I don't think anybody likes to lose in Madden like that. There will definitely be a rematch in the near future. All right, Browns fans, don't go anywhere. Stick around. Browns Countdown coming up next. And make sure you go to clevelandbrowns.com or check out the Browns mobile app. The Browns mobile app is awesome. I have it on my phone. I know you have it on yours as well. Browns Radiothon, the Dog Pound, Double Down Casino Night, all that information available for you on clevelandbrowns.com.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Inside the Cleveland Browns. And if you need any further assistance in getting pumped up for the game, well, we leave you with this.